at the end of Shrek 1, Shrek and Fiona are very happily married and are setting out in the sort of honeymoon of their honeymoon phase of their relationship. And we begin Shrek 2 once the honeymoon is over and life begins.
Are we there yet?
Yes.
Oh, finally! It's gonna be champagne wishes and caviar dreams from now on. Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later. Ooh, pantyhose.
We are definitely not in the swamp anymore.
It's one thing to be married, he's very, very happy. But now he has to meet the parents, and they're not what he expected, and Shrek is certainly not what they expected.
When they first see Shrek come out of the carriage, they're just appalled. They had, as well as Fiona, because they haven't seen Fiona since she's left the tower. So they expected her to be this princess, and they expected him to be Prince Charming. And the mother wants to greet Shrek with open arms because of the daughter, and the father wants to run the other way and pretend like they're not, that they weren't home, although there's red carpet and all of the kingdom there to meet them.
Bon appétit!
Oh, Mexican food! My favorite!
Well, let's not just sit here with our tummies rumbling. Everybody dig in.
Don't mind if I do, Lillian.
So, I suppose any grandchildren I could expect from you would be...
Ogres! Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right, Harold?
Oh, no! No, of course not. That is assuming you don't eat your own young...
Dad!
Oh, no, we usually prefer the ones who've been locked away in a tower.
Shrek, please.
I only did that because I love her.
Oh, aye. Daycare or Dragon Guarded Castle?
You wouldn't understand. You're not her father.
It's so nice to have the family together for dinner. Harold!
Shrek!
Fiona!
Fiona!
Mom!
Harold!
Donkey!
Oh, well, unbeknownst to Donkey, he's become the third wheel. He hasn't realized he's the third wheel. He's like, you know, he's thinking, it's like, this is all good. We're here and it all worked out. We're all together. He didn't realize he's the third wheel, you know, because he's a jackass. Comes a time when ogres should be alone, you know, to do that ugly ogre thing.